Welcome Bloomers again here. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about the insane image of the universe having infinite galaxies has been shot by the James Webb Telescope. Yeah, you have listened right. It's a boon to the human era about acknowledging them. For the universe, galaxies, stars, comets, black holes and white holes. Literally, when I saw the image, I was too stunned that how the galaxies, not galaxies, but many galaxies shot in just one image, in which they are looking like colorful stars sparkling at their insane beauty. Then let's try to know more about this hilarious image. So our President Joe Biden named this image as Galaxy Cluster SMACS0723. Particularly to be known as Webb's first deep field. The image covers a patch of sky nearly to the size of a grain of ground, held at arm's length by someone on the ground, and shows us the thousands of galaxies in a tiny sliver of a vast universe. This infrared image shows us the faint structures in extremely distant galaxies, giving us the most detailed view of the universe not ever seen in the history. So if we go deep into this James Webb telescopic first image, we can see the deepest and the sharpest image of the distant universe, which is absolutely no doubt too far. The image shows the galaxy cluster SMACS0723 that appeared 4.6 billion years ago, with many galaxies at front and behind the cluster. This region of the universe was imaged by MIRI, Webb's mid-infrared instrument that observes and captures infrared light. Literally, galaxies, star clusters and diffuse features that are too distant from the Earth is captured very clear and sharp focus by Webb's NIRCam. The image has also tiny faint structures that have never been seen before in the space history. You know, lights from these galaxies took billions and billions of years to reach at Webb's telescope. It's just looking at our past 2 billion years after the Big Bang when viewing the youngest galaxies in this field. These lights were stretched by the expansion of the universe to infrared wavelength, which helped to Webb's telescope to observe the wavelength and then process it into image that we have now. As you can see, blue galaxies, red objects and green galaxies clearly in this image, but they are telling more than that. Let's see how. The blue galaxies have stars but consist of very little dust. The red objects are surrounded with thick layers of dust. Green galaxies are surrounded with heavy hydrocarbons and other chemical compounds. All these micro details will help NASA researchers to know how galaxies are formed, grow and merge with each other. And moreover, why they stop forming stars altogether? NIRSPEC, NIRSPEC's NIRSPEC, Webb's Near Infrared Spectrograph Microstructure Array, observed 48 individual galaxies at the same time. Now, can you find which galaxy looks similar to the mirror? Mail your answer me, or you can also comment on the website's comment section. Thanks for visiting the BloomTalks.com.